Hamish Aleph, this mission discusses a number of activities which require significant effort and would therefore in general be forbidden midrabbonon on Shabbos or Yom Tov. However, if there is a significant loss of money involved, then it will be permitted the rabbonon and lenient. And so if somebody has lots of fruit drying out on his roof altogether that could be quite valuable, and he is afraid that it's about to start raining. So Mashilin Piris Derech Aruba B'Yom Tov, one can lower down. He can push down fruit via the skylight on Yom Tov. So he can't lift up the fruit, because that is unnecessary effort. But he can sort of roll the fruit towards the skylight, the window on the ceiling, which is the floor of the roof, and then the fruit will fall down into the house. That way it won't get ruined by the rain. However, V'loi b'Shabbos, even just rolling them to the skylight would be forbidden on Shabbos, because the Rabbanon are more strict when it comes to doing things with lots of effort on Shabbos than they are with Yom Tov. An even greater degree of rest is required on Shabbos. Next example, Umechasen Peres Bakelim, one can cover fruit or produce with utensils or clothes, Mipnei Adelef, because of a leak, if water is entering into the house. So even though in terms of the sake of Yom Tov, he wasn't planning on eating any of that produce on Yom Tov itself, so it's generally forbidden to put in effort, not for the sake of Yom Tov. Nevertheless, to prevent the significant loss of money which could come as a result of the leak, one is allowed to cover the produce with utensils. Now the Mishnah adds that even if that produce is tevel, tevel refers to produce which has not yet been tithed, so it's forbidden to eat it, and since it is forbidden to tithe produce on Yom Tov, tevel is therefore considered to be muktzah. It has no use, you can't eat it. However, if there is a leak which is coming and it would ruin the tevel produce, even though the produce is muktzah, one is still allowed to cover it. V'chein kadayayim v'chadei shemen. So the same would apply to jugs or barrels of wine or oil. And the Gemara explains we are talking about wine or oil which is tevel. Even though that itself is muktzah, one is allowed to take non-muktzah cloths or utensils or clothes and cover the produce with those. Now there's a prohibition of drabonon when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, known as bitul kli mehechonoi. And this refers to making something muktzah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So for example, if the water which is leaking into the house is dirty, so it has no use, you wouldn't be able to drink the water, or wash your hands even with the water. So the water itself has no use, and therefore the water is considered to be muktzah. Now if you were to put a bowl below the leak to catch the water coming in from the roof, since the water is muktzah, something which is holding another muktzah item also becomes muktzah. It's known as a bosis ledover ha'osor, a base, something which is holding a muktzah item, and a bosis ledover ha'osor is also muktzah. So you effectively made that bowl muktzah. Now what's wrong with that? So fascinatingly, this is considered like building. Why? Because once it becomes muktzah, it's forbidden to move it. So halachically speaking, you have fixed it in its place for the remainder of Shabbos or Yom Tov. And so midrabbonon, that is considered to be like building, and therefore to make something muktzah, bitul kli mehechonoi, is forbidden on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now the Mishnah's last law is discussing the exact same case, however, where the water is fit for use. Somebody could drink it, or perhaps wash his hands with it. So in such a case, v'nosdin kli tachas adelef b'Shabbos, one is permitted to place a dish underneath the place of the leak on Shabbos.